Although we look forward to Christmas time and the holidays, it seems our attention to our health wanders just a little bit. Does that 2 to 4 week indulgence have an impact on our health? Does it have a cumulative effect? Or are people responding by saying, just give me a break and let me enjoy my holiday? A Léger marketing poll recently looked at this issue and asked Canadians whether their health was foremost in their minds during the holidays. And joining us to talk about this issue, I'm pleased to introduce Dr. Richard Titus, family doctor and assistant clinical professor of family medicine at McMaster University, who has a special interest in patient and medical student education. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing just great, thanks. And you?
I'm feeling a bit rough today. I just had a holiday party, and I'm not sure. I think I ate too much.
And it leads to a question I wanted to ask you. What are some of the changes in a person's routine that occur during the holidays? What do you normally see?
Well, believe it or not, a recent poll showed that during the holidays, what do? We go to these parties and have all these other extra activities. But what happens is that we don't make the right food choices. So we know what to eat, we know what we shouldn't eat, and what happens? 60% of us say, yep, we're going to be eating that regardless.
So the diet is changing towards foods that are more fat-laden, more calorie-dense, more alcohol, that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. And what compounds the matter, what makes it worse, is that 62% of Canadians exercise less because they're busy going to parties. So now we have the issue is we're during this holiday season, which starts anywhere from mid-November to mid-January, we're not eating properly and we're not exercising.
So now the consequences of these changes, what we normally see, and I guess the question I have is there's a couple of perspectives. There's a short-term effect of doing that, and then over the longer term. And some people might say, well, I'm only doing this once a year. What's the big deal? So the question I have for you is short-term effects of doing this versus the long-term.
Well, I think my concern is the short-term. My concern is for our patients that have high blood pressure. And as you know, Dr. Dworkin, high blood pressure is so common. And so here we have some of our patients during the holiday time. They're not eating properly. They're not exercising. And my concern is blood pressure compliance, people taking their blood pressure, is not very good at best. Mm-hmm. So what happens during the holidays? So we're eating too much. Our blood pressure starts rising. We're exercising not as much as we were, or maybe not at all. And we're not taking our medications. And then what happens? Increased blood pressure.
And then, of course, the blood pressure is usually not monitored at that time either.
No.
So.
And it has negative impacts on the cardiovascular system, as we all know.
And a lot of people who have hypertension also have pre-existing diseases as well. They may have diabetes, kidney disease, they could be smokers. So there's a lot of other things that sort of work into this whole mix as well.
Right, and we're not even addressing the obesity factor.
Right.
And what happens then, and we all say that we're going to be starting our program tomorrow, or the week after, or in January. So I really think that the message is that we really have to start our routines today.
So I guess the question then that follows from this is, if we assume, do we know what the average amount of weight gain that somebody has during those holidays? Those people that fall into that category of that 60% that really say, I'm not really going to be concerned too much about my health, how much weight do they gain? Are there studies that look at the effects after the holiday time? Do people lose that weight? Or do we see an accumulation of weight year after year that leads to problems like obesity?
Well, from my own practice, I see people during this holiday season, they gain weight, and their response is, but it's the holidays, and I'm going to lose the weight after the holidays. Unfortunately, this is not the case, and they continue gaining weight. There's Dr. Sharma, who's the obesity expert locally. He says if we can maintain our weight over the holidays, we've accomplished a great deal.
So this is a problem then that is probably a lot bigger than what people realize.
That's a pun, yes.
Yes. Now with this as well, I mean, say, for example, you have someone who has pre-existing disease. So they and by that token, that's usually about 40. There's about 40% of Canadians who have high blood pressure that don't even know they have that. So now they get into this routine of eating a lot more, indulging a bit more. Are there any immediate effects? That is there an increased risk, for example, of angina or heart attacks or other things that happen to these people if they, especially those that aren't diagnosed, and even those that are diagnosed, are there specific warning signs? Are there things that people should be aware of during this time?
Well, again, we're looking at people that are not eating properly, they're not exercising, and if they have high blood pressure, these people are at risk and they're not taking their medications. So what happens? So these people can end up waking in the early morning hours and with severe pains, severe chest pains. And this could be a potential cardiovascular event. And unfortunately, the same study shows that 73% of Canadians aren't aware of the early morning risk. Now, they could actually wake up with a heart attack or stroke. And most Canadians feel that it occurs during the day. And if they're not aware of the potential for the risk in the morning, this could have detrimental effects, and this could delay seeking medical attention.
What were some of the other questions that the poll asked? This was encompassing the holiday period and eating more and taking that into account, but it also focused on different areas as well, did it not?
I think the other area was that 5 out of 7 people weren't even sure of the signs of a heart attack or stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And 46% of Canadians would not take immediate action or call 911.
So now, with this information, what do we do with it? What should people take home with this? What information can they get more of after listening to this interview, if they want to find out more information, what should they do?
Well, I think, first of all, I think it's great going to holiday parties, and I recommend it and I encourage it. But when you go to these parties, let's make the smart, healthy choice. So instead of having the fried foods, the chips foods, the salty foods, too much alcohol, why don't you have veggies?
Mm-hmm.
Veggies are good and veggies are healthy. When it comes to exercise, people say, well, I don't want to go to the gym. You know, it's too much trouble, too much effort. Well, why don't you go for a walk?
Mm-hmm.
And not starting tomorrow, next week, or January 1st, but today. And if you don't want to go for a walk, take your dog for a walk. And if you don't have a dog, take your neighbor's dog.
That's true.
Because it's always too wet, too cold, too icy. There's all sorts of excuses. And if you take a look at the American food pyramid, if you look at the very bottom, it says exercise, and they're talking about not exercise 2 or 3 times a week, but exercise every single day. So I think if we adopted that, it'd go a long way in terms of dealing with blood pressure, dealing with diabetes, dealing with obesity. Also, compliance. Compliance to medication is so important. So if your doctor has you on medication, it's so important that you take it every single day, whether you're on holidays, whether you're off your routine. So important that you take it every day and make sure that you take medication that gives you a full 24-hour coverage, mm-hmm. especially if you're going to have erratic scheduling during the holidays. So I think if we're compliant to our medications, I think if we watch every day what we consume, and if we exercise at least daily, if we don't want to go to the gym or the treadmill or just going for a walk, that's the best way to start.
Well, Dr. Tice, I'd like to thank you very much for taking the time to discuss this issue with us, and I wish you a happy holiday season.
And if you need a dog, I've got an extra dog. If you want to walk him, feel free.
That's great. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
All the best.